Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about the Houston Texans division championship playoff berth and getting ready to host the Kansas City Chiefs on Saturday at 4:30 at NRG Stadium. We're visiting one-on-one with Greg Tyler, the Houston Texans chaplain. Have to wonder, you know, serving as the team chaplain, your role, I mean, there's so many critical issues that face a team personally, professionally. What are some of the biggest challenges that players face today on and off the field?
Well, and you bring up a great point when you say on and off the field, because many times when you look at these athletes, you just look and you say, boy, wow, what a great guy. Man, wouldn't I love to be where he is on the field? But the reality is that there's so much that attributes to his success, so much that these players do off of the field, that makes a huge difference in the product that you see on the field. It really is. I would say, you know, just really staying focused for a young guy and an older guy alike, but a young guy who comes in and hasn't been used to the crowds and hasn't been used to, in some cases, having a pocket full of money. I mean, that can be a dangerous combination, you know?
Yeah.
And so just to get a guy to really discipline himself to the things that he does on the field and to many of the practices that go on behind the camera and off the field, that would be a tremendous, that's one of those areas that we really work on quite a bit.
Hey, Houston Texans chaplain Greg Tyler is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And remember, twice is nice. Go to podcastarena.com, click on the Yahoo Sports Radio tab. You know, it's interesting as we talk about, you know, your one-on-one time with so many of these athletes. We all have fears. We all have insecurities. How are the issues that professional athletes and coaches, are they similar? Are they different to the ones that, you know, that they face? I mean, and with us?
You know, Alyssa, they're very similar. They really are. We sometimes say that these players live in a fishbowl. And if you can imagine, boy, old-time fishbowl, you looking at a goldfish, and because of the glass that he was encased in, it would magnify the size of the fish. Well, the things that these guys do are magnified through cameras and media lenses. They're similar situations. It's just that they become so huge and so blown up by being apart and being pointed to, I guess, as the media looks in.
You know, Greg, I have to wonder, too, you've been in this business for so many years. I mean, players come and go off teams and rosters. I mean, and you develop these relationships. I mean, you're a people helper. You love people. That's so much, a big part of your ministry. How difficult is that for you to, you know, see a guy that you've been, you know, working with, spending time with, and then, you know, there he is. He's off. He's gone with another team.
You betcha. Some, you know, you just learn that that's just part of the trade. And so one of the things that I tell my players is that once we come when and we become and develop a relationship, a rapport, fellowship, it doesn't matter to me what emblem he has on the side of his helmet. We'll always have that relationship. We'll always continue to develop and deepen that rapport. And so knowing that many times, it softens the blow. You realize that, hey, man, that guy is either a phone call away or I'm only a flight away. And so that really softens the blow on that whole situation.
How do you establish a trust with these players where they'll come to you and they'll open up and kind of share, you know, some of the things that they are dealing with?
Well, you know, trust is not an easy thing or a quick thing to develop. And so you first have to have an establish a ministry of presence, and that's just simply being there. And so that's the reason I go out to practices. That's the reason I visit these guys in the weight room and spend time with them there. Mm-hmm. We get a lot more done around a barbell or a dumbbell. Okay? We get a lot more accomplished there than we do in my office. And so, you know, as you're around these guys and they just kind of see you as one of the group, then it's at that point in time, you know, that they're going to be checking with their buddies and saying, hey, man, how's this guy? How's this guy? And finally, a situation will come up, And you're right there at the right time to be able to address it, identify with him, and so, man, that's kind of that. Those are kind of the clicks. Not to minimize the fact that sometimes, you know, the quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and so I kind of help that out as well.
That's a good thing. Hey, Houston Texans chaplain Greg Tyler with us just a few more minutes tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And I have to mention to our listeners, before working with the Houston Texans, you were with the Kansas City Chiefs, and you worked with one of our favorites, the great Dick Vermeil. What was that experience like? We love Coach Vermeil.
Oh, man, I tell you, Coach Vermeil.
Isn't he amazing?
I tell you what, just an incredible guy.
Yeah.
And I feel privileged and blessed to say that I've had the opportunity to work with him. It was just dynamic. I mean, you know, this gentleman, he's a motivator. He can be emotional at times, and so all the combination of all of that, including just being a great individual, it was really a pleasure to work with him.
What kind of influence has he had on you professionally, personally, spiritually?
Well, you know, just watching over the years, watching hands-on in terms of how he dealt with his players. There are times that he was extremely direct, and then there were other times that he showed them tremendous compassion. I believe he had a tremendous balance.
Mm.
And so that's what I've really sought to really have for these guys. You know, is just understand, listen to where they're coming from. It, you know, Scripture says that we're to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And so that's one of those takeaways that I've really taken away from Coach.
Houston Texans chaplain Greg Tyler been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. My final question for you, I have to wonder, you know, on game day, you're on the sideline. I understand you got run over by, Arian Foster?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay,
you
what
bet.
Happened?
Hey, well, you know, it was slick down in Jacksonville, and I saw him coming, and it didn't seem like he was going to stop. And so at the last minute, I decided, hey, man, listen, maybe I can put a stop to him. And, well, that didn't work out so well, but, you know, I found out, at least, that it's not how you fall, babe, but it's how you get up.
That's right. Hey, you're quoting scripture on being slow to speak, but you got to be quick on your toes, right?
You got it.
That's right. Hey, Greg Tyler has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday. We certainly will be watching the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs with kickoff set at 4:35 Eastern. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR.